Hey, hey.
Don't worry. I promise. I'm pressing the hold button. No need to hurry.
Surprised you didn't trip me as I walked in.
The thought crossed my mind, but that seemed overly petty.
Mm-hmm.
The thought had more than crossed my mind, if I'm being honest. Even just having him close is grinding on my last nerve.
And hiding my laptop earlier wasn't petty?
Oh, please, like I'd stoop that low. Not my fault you can't keep track of your stuff. That one's on you.
Hmm.
You know, these presentations tomorrow are do or die. I'd pay more attention if I were you. Then again, maybe it's best for me he doesn't. The more mistakes he makes, the better my chances.
Oh, we both know that if I lost the promotion rather than you winning it, you'd be furious. It's not enough for someone to lose for you. You have to win.
My retort caught in my throat, and I hated that he was right. I like winning. Besides, there's nothing wrong with a bit of competition.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised you're still here. I thought I was the only one left in the building.
Just goes to show you've underestimated me. Again. I'm heading this way. I need to get these handouts printed off.
I'm over here. I need to try to find something to eat at. Shit, it's late. See you tomorrow. Huh?
Hey, what the hell?
Huh.
The sudden darkness took me by surprise, and before I could stop myself, I instinctively reached for him, and his hand instinctively took mine.
Power outage.
No kidding, genius. I quickly let go of his hand. I'm glad the lights are off. I can feel heat rising in my cheeks.
Do you have your phone on you so you can use your flashlight?
About that. The flashlight on my phone is broken. What about yours?
It's charging in my office. I must have forgotten it. Shit.
Oh, well, that didn't last long at least.
I'm gonna head back up to get my phone. Can you press the button for me?
We just had a power outage. You wanna get stuck in the elevator? God, when he smiles like that, I almost don't hate him.
Fine. I'll just take the stairs.
Watching his arms flex with his sleeves rolled up while he tries to open the very clearly sealed door makes another rush of heat flash through me.
Okay. We may have a problem. This is locked. Can you call the boss and see what they say?
Why me?
I don't have my phone, remember?
Oh, yeah. God, there's something about him that just gets on my nerves and makes me want to push back on every little thing he says. But something about him also makes me feel a little flustered and... No. Nope. Can't have those thoughts. Not if I want to keep my eye on the prize. Just get out of this situation as soon as possible. Fine, hold on. Hi, it's me. Yeah, I'm still at the office. There's been a power cut, though, and we can't use the stairway doors or elevator. Yeah, he's here with me. Yeah. Shit. Okay, yeah. No problem, just let me know. Okay, will do, thanks. Bye.
So, we're getting out of here soon.
What part of that sounded hopeful to you? The power cut triggered the security system, which locked the stairwells, the elevator, and well, pretty much everything else. We're stuck here until he can send someone to reset the system.
Shit. What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm sitting down. We're going to be here a while. I pull my hair out of its bun and shake it out, then kick my heels off and lean back against the cool wall. I close my eyes and take a long breath. Okay. This is fine. Totally fine. Just locked in a stairwell the night before what is probably the biggest meeting of my career. And to top it all off, I'm with... When I open my eyes, he's just staring at me. His mouth is slightly open, and he's looking at me with a look I've never seen before. Why are you just staring at me? Stop it, it's creepy.
I mean, not much else to look at. Besides, it's kind of fun to watch you freak out.
I'm not freaking out.
I mean, it's fine if you were. I kind of am. We've been prepping so hard for tomorrow. And, yeah, I want you to lose, like, hard. But this sucks.
I watch him pace back and forth, his leather-soled shoes clicking off the concrete. He's pacing, and it's making me even more anxious. Oh my God, is it your mission to be this annoying? Just sit down.
Jeez, okay, fine.
Good boy.
Bet it's not the first time you've said that.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You just, you give off some big leather-clad dominatrix with a crop vibe, that's all.
Oh, you wish. Even if it was true. No harm in a little fun.
Hey, I'm not here to shame anyone. Different strokes for different folks.
Funny. You know, we can't all deliver mediocre missionary and think we're God's gift.
Oh, you have no idea.
Though, given how quickly you reacted to that whole good boy thing, maybe you like it. Oh, that's it, isn't it? That's probably why you want the promotion, too. Earn all that sweet praise.
Office romances aren't my thing.
Who said anything about romance? Hey, what are you doing? His hand moved so quickly toward me to delicately move a wisp of hair that had fallen across my face. It half startled me.
Sorry, it was just an instinct. I
think it's the first time I've seen you take initiative with anything. God, what am I doing? I'm working hard to ignore the heat I can feel tingling through my body. The thought of his fingers and what else they could do.
Well, outside these walls, I do it far more often.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. Some people enjoy doing what I tell them.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.